It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Welcome to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce. It is a Fab Four Fraxious Friday. Now, I had to ask my guest today, who are the Fab Four?
And the Beatles.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
It's like I had to fall.
She saved our friendship for 20 years. Probably more than that, huh?
It's been a long time. Yeah, more than that, 25.
Yeah, probably 25 years, yeah. Gosh. She lived around the corner and would spend the night with all the girls at my house on Friday and Saturday nights. I had to take a head count because I didn't remember how many were there.
A lot.
Yeah, Chrissy and Carolyn's daughter.
Aging me.
I know. There's so many. Yeah, and Amber and Ashley, and then we had foster kids for a while. And
yep.
Yeah, my house was a daycare center. Hey, Speak Out. Let's talk about that. Each and every day, we're brought to you by ProFit Kitchen. That's right, the all-new healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. Healthy breakfast and healthy lunch and healthy dinners, and you're going to find they're tasty, they're filling, and good for you. And you go, how is that possible? Well, you got to talk to Eric. He's the guy. He also is the guy who makes nitro coffees, organic teas, protein shakes, and meal prep solutions. You ask yourself, what is a meal prep solution? Glad you asked. First of all, they start at $8, and it's Eric's idea of a TV dinner, you know. You go in, and you fill out a little piece of paper with what you want in your meal prep solution. You hand it to them. They go in the back, put it together, bring it out, and give it to you, and there's your lunch. You can take it to work, pop it in the microwave for 10 seconds, and boom, you didn't have to go through a drive-thru or nothing. You can pick them up on Monday for the whole week. Yeah. Oh, how cool is that? Check out their entire menu at ProFitKitchen, KITCHIN.com. And if you cook, boy, go see Eric. He'd love to hire you. And they open every day at 9 o'clock on the weekends. They open every day at 7 o'clock on the weekends, 9 o'clock. Barron Services, experts in pools, design and installation. Experts in alarm systems, home or commercial. They do complete installation. They do repairs, replacements, monitoring. Experts in pest solutions, residential or commercial. And Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. Call now for a scheduled treatment, 758-5499. Arizona Comfort Solutions. When's the last time your home was that nice and comfortable, or your office? You know, like right now in the mornings, you know, you pop the front door open. Yeah, because it's so beautiful out. But then later in the day, you go, well, do I turn on the swamper? Oh, no, it's not working. I better turn on the AC. And then watch MEC, you know, the meter just goes and goes and goes and goes. Get your swamper fixed. Get your cooler fixed. Get everything fixed at one number, 758-2400. Arizona Comfort Solutions. They can take care of your thermostats, your air conditioning, your swamp coolers, your furnaces, your heat pumps, all that. 758-2400. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, they continue to be a four-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to constantly sanitize, and then they test everyone in the building twice a week for COVID. And if you go there to see someone, they test you outside, and you can't come in until your test is complete. Yeah. They're pretty safe up there. Well, they have to be. It's the rules and the laws. It's not their choice. You know, it costs them $2,000 every time they do a COVID test. So it's not their choice. But they have to do it by the law. Hey, and their services? Well, they have physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. Call 758-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road. Barbarita Realty Consultants. Kevin Barbarita has over 35 years of selling real estate in Laughlin, Nevada. First-time buyers? Eh, no problem. He'll handle you with kid gloves. Foreclosures? No problem. Home sellers? Come on in. Luxury homes? He's got them. New construction? Also no problem. And he does management for senior properties and communities and property management and short sales and timeshares. Barbara Rita Realty Consultant, 702-420-9321. Now in the studio, the lady who knows the Beatles. Hi, Ava. How are you?
Good, Larry. How are you?
Good. Ava Smith is a teacher in Bullhead City. Well, actually, not in Bullhead City. Right. Along the river.
Along the
river. Started in Bullhead. Well, started at a school you went to, huh?
I didn't actually go to Desert Valley. When I came out here, I started at what is now Bullhead Middle School. But
junior high, yeah.
Yes, Stephen went to Desert Valley.
Oh, did he?
Yes, and Cynthia Cochran remembered him. So that wasn't a good sign when I was like, oh, here's my boyfriend.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, I remember him. Not good things. I was like, oh.
Well, but Cynthia was always the disciplinarian at the school, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that wasn't a good sign. But so I ended up marrying him anyway. So.
Yeah, don't let her make you the deciding factor. So you taught first grade for...
First grade for 7 years.
And then you decided to jump ship, and
yeah.
Now you are at Academy of Building Industries.
Yes.
But you started something on your own here a couple of years ago.
1 year ago.
1 year ago.
Over, just over.
Explain what you did.
So the pandemic hit in March, and that was really awful for the education realm across the board. It turned our worlds upside down, and it didn't matter if you were new or a veteran of 20, 30 years. I mean, we were all just
online teachers.
Yeah, and being a public school, it was, I mean, we just had no read on any of that. And so we quickly had to, which is one of our teacher educator traits, is just figure it out and get it done.
Yeah.
And that March to May, those 3 months, that was really hard. It was probably the most difficult time any of us had experienced in the realm.
And some people probably thought online teaching is a piece of cake, but it actually requires a lot more of your time than your standard day.
Yeah, I mean, I would never, ever let somebody win the argument that in-person teaching was more difficult than online teaching, because it just took a different kind of teacher. It took a different kind of everything.
Right.
And to change who you are and change the way you do things and still try to succeed and not let the students fail and hit those benchmarks and have the data, you know, stay okay. Like, it was a lot to juggle, and virtual teaching was probably the hardest thing I've had to do in my year.
Now, you taught first grade. I've had like some 6th and 7th and 8th graders in here talking about learning at home online.
Yeah.
How did first graders handle that?
I think we just tried every day. they're 6 and 7 year olds. And so, one of the jobs being a first grade teacher is trying to now get them their foundations that they need in reading and math. And that's a very, like, in-person, you're sitting with them, you're putting their finger to the page, you're showing them how to do these things, you're working with manipulatives, counting bears and those kinds of things. And so it was really difficult for them to learn in a screen format where they didn't have me sitting there right next to them to show them how to, you know, move their finger along the page. They didn't have manipulatives right at their fingertips all day long. And it was difficult. But I think, you know, I can only speak for my students that I personally had. I think they fared well. They did end up showing growth by the end of the year.
Good.
And, you know, that's all we can hope for. But there were definitely students who struggled. I mean, and I'd say that there were more students who struggled than students who did well. It was interesting. I had some students from the year before, and I got to keep them their second year. And in the year before with me, when they were in person, they were very quiet and reserved and didn't talk to anybody. Yet in the online forum, they were extremely talkative and very engaged and very involved. And I I thought that was an amazing thing to watch them come out of their shells, because they were at home in a very comfortable environment, their space. And so they got to be who they wanted. And I loved watching that happen. And I, you know, still got to I still tried to do as many Mrs. Smith things as possible, you know, make their year with me. Like any other Mrs. Smith year, it was a little trying, because I couldn't see them in person and give them, you know, the loves and the hugs that they would need on their rough days and see that social emotional piece all the time through the screen and then be able to help them with that. But my parents were absolutely amazing.
Good.
I have amazing parent relationships, and they really held the other half. I mean, it was definitely a 50-50. And I really couldn't have done last year without them.
And that, too, was difficult because parents now had to become teachers.
Yeah.
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 Not an easy thing to do.
Especially if the students, like parent piece or their guardian piece, are the grandparents.
Yeah.
And I had a few of them, and they were like, I've got no tech skills whatsoever. And so we did it. We got through it together. We figured it out. And we all just did the best that we could. And so in June, last June, before, you know, the March to May piece had happened and before going into the year, I just was sitting on my couch after finishing that 3 month period, and I thought, my God, there has got to be a place, a local place, where I'm not sharing my you know, tough moments and happy moments and aha moments to my Facebook friends who, you know, are not in the education realm and don't really get it. We should have like a club. We should have a Facebook group where we can, you know, it can just be us,
just teachers. Right.
Well, educators.
Right.
And I felt that the 2021 year was going to be even more difficult than the March to May period.
Right.
And I know for a fact that in the norm as an educator, you can't get through the days without your people, your colleagues. Right. Like, oh, hey, you having a good day? Okay, got to check it. Mine's a little rough.
Yeah. Yeah, you need that teacher next door.
You
and
do. That's the only way we survive. Because I'll go home to Steve and I'll be like, oh my gosh, you will not believe this, and he'll be, you know, gaming like, oh, okay, babe, glad you had a good day, and I'm like, I did not say that. So I wanted to create a place where the educators of our tri-state felt that they were locally seen and supported in what was going to then be, you know, now the most difficult time in our careers. We had just survived what had been the most difficult, and we were going into, you know, what was going to be even harder.
So what did you create?
I created the Band Together, Stick Together Educators Club. And it started out slow. I had only like 50 members who were just my Facebook friends anyway in the education realm. But I think a week and a half ago we hit 500.
Oh, okay, good.
So I'm very excited. We have 518 educators, from across the tri-state. That includes Laughlin, Golden Valley, Kingman now.
Okay.
I include Kingman. Bullhead City, Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley, Topok, and Needles.
Oh, all right.
And so it's across the board, and it's been amazing.
Good. Okay, let's talk more about that when we come back. We need to take a break here at Pays and Bills. Do want to remind everyone to walk away from drugs. It's next Wednesday, and Bullhead City and Lake Havasu will be doing them. In Bullhead, call Lori Duggan, 763-9200. In Havasu, call Jennifer Rodriguez, 928-505-3317. Stick around. We're going to come right back. If you have questions, 702-298-1063.
Please say to me. Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Multi-grain pancakes, veggie omelets, fiesta burritos, avocado toast. Yep, just some of the breakfast items at the new ProFit Kitchen in Bullhead City. Healthy, filling, and great tasting. Check it out today. Riverview Mall at the end of Marina. ProFit Kitchen has a full breakfast, full lunch, and complete dinner menu. Plus nitro coffees, organic teas, protein shakes, custom drinks, and wellness shots. Plus meal prep solutions. Try ProFit Kitchen today. You'll be glad you did, and so will your body. ProFit Kitchen, Riverview Mall.
How well is your credit processor treating you? Merchants who partner with Spot on Transact save nearly a mortgage payment annually. They enjoy local representation with best-in-class customer service. Industry-low rates, no contracts, state-of-the-art hardware accepting Google and Apple Pay. And now, with the acquisition of Appetize LLC, Spot on serves hundreds of pro ballparks, concert venues, colleges, and universities, and are ready to assist you with your enterprise business. Call Thane O'Brien today, 928-706-2784, or T. O'Brien with an E at spoton.com.
Do you have pain in your knees or hips? Hello, I'm Dr. Smith Mees at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. We specialize in helping alleviate your joint pain. We can start with things that are less aggressive, such as physical therapy, anti-inflammatories, and injections, and trying to control your pain. Joint replacement surgery is also a possibility, and I'm here to provide that as well. It all starts with an office visit. Please call us today at 928-444-1491.
No one enjoys bugs in your home or office. You definitely don't want spiders or scorpions. Barron Pest Solutions can keep you from seeing bugs and spiders. Barron uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Barron's certified technicians are trained to take care of your scorpions, sun spiders, ants, and rodents. And they use products safe for pets and children. Call Barron, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family. 758-5499.
And buy me love, love, buy me love.
You know, back in the day when I was a jogger, I jogged to the Beatles. I had made a CD. First it was a cassette, then it was a CD. And whenever this hit, I doubled my speed, you know, my pace. Because it's such a fast song. Speak Out is brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, servicing Bullhead City, Laughlin, and Fort Mojave with clean, sanitized facilities. We have the Laughlin Walk-In here in the mall, and then we have Mojave Clinic on Highway 95 by Target. Then they have the Imaging Center at Hancock Road and Train, the Outpatient Rehabilitation Center at Silver Creek and Gold Rush. Over on the Parkway, Warm Sea has a whole another building there. They've got wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, podiatrists, and family doctors. And then, of course, they have the hospital on Silver Creek Road. If you don't feel well or you have questions, call one number, 763-2273-763-CARE, because they do. Claudia answers the phone and she'll transfer you to someone who can help you. Farm Bureau Financial Services, when's the last time you reviewed your insurance policies? Your life insurance, auto insurance, home insurance, commercial insurance? Well, call Greg or Stephanie and sit down with them and let's review your policies. Maybe they can save you some money. They can bundle one or two and all of a sudden you're getting an extra $40-$50 a month. Hey, that makes a difference. Call 763-8464, make an appointment, and go see them. Take your policies with you. They're in the bottom desk drawer, you know. You've never read them. So take them with you and say, hey, what can we do here? All right? They'll help you out. 763-8464. Spot On. Processing credit cards has never been easier. Spot On is locally operated and with a local representative available to set you up and do all the processing. There's no hidden fees. There's no long-term contracts. Month-to-month is available, and funding is available the next day. Spot On also integrates Google and Apple Pay. Spot On services Kingman, Bullhead City, Lake Havasu, Needles, Laughlin, and even Henderson. Call Thane O'Brien at 706-2784. Back in the studio here we have Ava. And so when you create this club, mm-hmm. now you want to award somebody each month.
Well, yeah. My mission for the club has now been, and pretty much started from the get-go, was for educators in this horribly, you know, hard time, that they know that they're appreciated and they're recognized and they're valued. And so partnering with Grace Hecht from Make Bullhead Better,
right,
we came up with the Tri-State Educators of the Month initiative, and that is a way to nominate any educator, and that's not only classroom teachers we're talking. It could be administration, office staff, the health attendant, the kitchen staff, the custodial staff, the specials teachers, you know, the counselors.
So anybody, basically, in education.
Anyone in the education realm who is part of making the machine work. And because they do, the bus drivers, the crossing guard, all of them.
Yep.
I mean, they're instrumental. And so on Facebook, I place into 40 groups, you know, here's the nomination link. It's a Google form. It takes 5 minutes and you know, change an educator's day by doing a shout out.
And then what does that person get, that educator?
So once they're nominated, I let them know and I get their permission, and then I make them like a special poster that gets placed out into the world of social media, and then their name goes into a drawing for an amazing basket of just educator themed goodies. And Grace has been amazing at putting the baskets together and getting some of our local business community members to sponsor and donate things.
Yeah.
And once they're in the drawing, they're in there indefinitely.
Oh, okay.
And so they never lose a chance at winning that basket.
Then how often do you draw for the basket?
We draw for the basket once a month. And I'm hoping that we can start to do a couple more baskets, not just one person a month.
Okay.
You know, looking to do some improving in that area for sponsors for the club and get some more teachers out there recognized. And then throughout the year, I just do various giveaways. I just gave away Starbucks cards a few weeks ago, just when I can, and do what I can to let them know, you know, they're being thought of, and that, you know, we're so appreciated, or they're so appreciated for what they do, you know.
And teachers don't get that, and what they, you know, the realm of the world of business and employees, they tell you that 20% of your employees take 80% of your time.
Mm-hmm.
The other 80%, they just do what they're supposed to do.
Right.
The same in the classroom, huh? You got 25 kids. 20% of them are your headaches, or they require extra TLC, or they require extra time, or they're struggling. And the other 80%, they're just trucking right on through. But that 20% can hold you back and take up your day.
I wouldn't put it that way necessarily. I think back to, I always called my students my first grade babies. And and really now what we're seeing is 100% of them need something.
Oh, wow.
I mean, they, their needs are across the board, and it can be social, emotional, it could be academic, it could be behavioral. And so all day, every day, we're just trying to figure out the correct pieces to place together and get them what they need. And especially since the pandemic, that has escalated to a level that's been unprecedented.
And so, now you're teaching
high school.
High school.
Yeah.
How are they?
I love them most days.
Most days.
Most days. No, it's amazing. It's been I have just fallen in love with teaching high school, and I truly feel I get to be Mrs. Smith in every way. I just had them do a Giving Tree performance at our open house, and all my colleagues who know me, they're like, "You did Giving Tree with first graders." I was like, "Yeah," and then I had the high schoolers perform it, and they loved it. And I'm definitely a different cup of tea than they've had, because they're 15 up to 18.
Yeah.
And so they've, you know, been in high school and or junior high and middle school, and things change very drastically from elementary to those grades.
Yeah.
And so I think that they kind of look at me like, we're not first graders. And I'm like, I get that. But, and you can kind of see that they enjoy it.
Good.
So it's been amazing.
All right. If you want to donate something, if you're a business person out there or you know a business person that would like to donate to these teachers and their awards, call Grace Heck at 444-2896.
Yep.
Or you can get a hold of Ava at Academy of Building Industries.
Yep.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Larry.
Love you, kiddo. All right.
You too.
Hey, want to remind you, Paul Lavoie's up next. He's live today from the 46th Annual Relics and Rods Run to the Sun. Yes, the show and shine in Lake Havasu City. Stick around. He's coming your way right after the top of the hour.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners. Make your summer complete and yummy. All delicious, fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99 all July. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Is your electric bill making it hard to budget? Mojave Electric can help with our budget billing plan. With budget billing, your electric payment is the same each month based on your average usage from the previous 12 months. Applications for budget billing are due October 31st. If you have questions or need more information about budget billing, please call 928-763-1100 or visit MojaveElectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
The best customer reviews in Mojave County. ATCO Auto Repair are where the guys get your vehicle back on the road quick and smoothly. Summer is here, and it isn't letting up. ATCO Auto is offering AC service for $19.99, plus Freon. Brake jobs are only $149.99. And get this, oil changes for only $23. Why call around for the best auto repair for your vehicle when you know you got ATCO Auto Repair in Bullhead City? They're the big blue building located off Hancock, right behind Hobby Lobby.
Hi, my name is Jack Mafire, and I'm the founder of East West Financial. Great service won us many awards in the local newspaper without soliciting our clients. One of our services, estate planning, is the best in the area as we work with many attorneys. We're also known for our annuities offering excellent returns with no caps, guarantee of principal. Because of our annuities, we won Forbes magazine Top 10 Financial Planner 3 times. Call me, 928-888-9828, and find out why you should be working with East West Financial.
Providing assistance to those in need with their activities of daily living requires certification through the Arizona State Board of Nursing. Wondering where and how to start? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City offers an on-site nursing assistant program. Call 928-763-1404 for more information or apply online for the CNA training class at thelegacyrehab.com. We would love to help assist you in beginning your career in healthcare today.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you each and every day by ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair. Transmission services start at $99 for most vehicles. You change your oil on a regular basis. But when's the last time you've thought about that transmission? It's got oil in it, too. Yes. And speaking of oil change, you get a free oil change with a tune-up. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair. Complete auto repair and transmission service. Call 444-1244 or stop by at the top of the hill in Alta Vista behind Hobby Lobby. TWN Communications are partnering with MEC to bring us fiber-based internet to our community. Fiber-based technology ensures you have access to faster internet speeds, keeping your home or your business connected. Pre-register today at MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095. They were in my neighborhood working today. I'm getting it after the first of the year. Yay! Yeah. So excited. Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Local and visitors take their pets there for a day, week, or longer. I took Max there this morning. He's there for till Sunday. I pick him up, you know, after the Corn Fest. Got to work it, you know. And so you can take your dogs there, too. Dog training is available, one-on-one or group classes. And pets love it at Risen Star. Call 754-3006. Mojave Mortgage. If you're looking for some money, a vacation home, investment home, add-on, or just a refi. You want a lower payment or something. You want, you know, you can get a better interest rate now than you did, you know, 5, 6, 7, 10, 20 years ago. So call 288-2691, Chad Hansen. He's the guy with all the money. He's got that vault underneath his desk. It's the size of Dot Foods underground, yes, and it's full of money. Every shelf has money on it. You go in, you need a loan for $300,000. You fill out a couple pieces of paper at his desk. He disappears. He goes down the vault. He gets you $300,000. He puts it on a silver platter and brings it up, hands it to you. It's that simple. Well, almost. Call him, 288-2691. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. They're fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. Enjoy delicious breakfast, a mouth-watering dinner, an awesome lunch, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They're served all day. Yes. And then check out the pies and the muffins and the cookies on your way out the door. Oh, and by the way, you can take a pie home starting at $9.99. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Yes, they're kicking off the fall season of savings with annual, seasonal, and sundowner golf passes. Discounts are available for retired military and current military and for first responders. They do want to see an ID. See why Laughlin Ranch is the number 4 golf course in Arizona. That's right, number 4, right here in Bullhead City. Check them out at LaughlinRanch.com. All right, now we're into the studio. Karen, are you going to put on your headset and pretend like you're part of the program here? Both of you, ladies, what are we doing here? One's taking notes and Karen's on her phone. And okay, here we go. Put that microphone right in front of your mouth. There we go. All right. Karen's still trying to figure out. How does this go on here? Karen, this is your first time in here? Okay, put it on your head. See? Look. See here? See? Put it on your head. No, it's not going to mess up your hair. Put it on. There you go. Now, move that microphone down right in front of your mouth. Slide it down. Pam's going to have to dress her hair. Okay, now we can do this? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Rookies, rookies, rookies. How are you, Karen?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You've been here before.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so. And you're trying to put that on like, you know, it's a Christmas tree or something. Gee. All right. We Care Cancer Support. Pam and Karen are both with them. Pam, you or Karen, you started this how many years ago?
A long time ago. It was right around 2000 when we first started, and then we got incorporated, did our 501c3.
So 19 years.
Yes.
Wow.
Right around there, yes.
Yeah. Oh, well, actually 21 years, huh? Yeah. 2000, that'd be 21 years ago.
Actually, it must have been, so it was right around 2002 maybe, because it was after my surgery.
All right, so almost 20 years.
Yes.
Wow. And your goal with We Care Cancer Support was what?
To get people to be more aware of their bodies and not to be afraid, like if they feel something or they think something, don't be afraid. Just pursue it with your doctor and stay on top of your health.
People procrastinate going to the doctor, don't they?
Yes.
They put it off. They say, I'll be fine. Especially us guys. Guys don't go to the doctor.
I was just going to say, sometimes I think it's a gender thing.
And she was looking at me when she said that.
And also, it seems to me like people that have a high tolerance for pain will also put things off.
See, that was my dad. My dad had a high tolerance for pain. And then when he went to the doctor and the doctor said, you have pancreatic cancer, he was dead in 14 days.
Yes.
And that's really rare. I mean, some people could go months with pancreatic cancer, which we think he did, but he didn't know he had it.
Yes.
So, yeah, some people do have that. And then right now in the pandemic, some people are afraid to go to the doctor. You know, if I go there, I'm going to get COVID. Yes. I'm going to get sick when I go to the doctor. Doctors' offices and hospitals have been cleaning, sterilizing for 100 years. This isn't new to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so people, if you don't feel well, go to the doctor. Go to the urgent care. Go to the ERs. Do
yes.
something.
So, and you have to trust your doctor. You have to like who your doctor is. You just have to have that good rapport and that
right.
good communication with your doctor. I feel right. it's important.
So what are some of the things that WeCare does to facilitate that? Pam? Pam has a whole list here.
Well, what we do is we have, I'm trying to get it right. Okay, we have a support group as well.
Okay.
To where if you want to come in, you may have cancer or you know somebody in your family who have cancer. So when you come in, and you know, we'll support you. You know, we'll support you. You may have a child that have cancer. And if you want to come in and need support to know how to deal with the situation, we're there for you. And like you said, men have cancer too.
Right.
you know. So we're a group that we support all everybody, the men, women, children. You know, you have, and our support group is from is every second Tuesday of the month. We're located at the Senior Center on Train Street. It's 2275 Train Road. And we're there from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. So, you know, we're there for you. And even if not, you could always call our office at 928-299-5022. And we could guide you in the right direction.
Okay. So, is there any funding that takes place with We Care Cancer Support?
Yes, we have.
I like how they point at each other. He's going to ask a question, and then they got to figure out who's going to answer it. This show should be live on video.
I mean, you have to stop telling on us. We have gas vouchers to help those with cancer or their family members get to and from their treatments and or doctor appointments.
Because no sometimes they're in Vegas.
Vegas and or Phoenix.
Oh, okay.
And so we help with that. We have partnered with Ronald McDonald in Phoenix.
Okay.
Which is really a benefit for us because childhood cancer takes specialized care that we don't have in our area.
Exactly.
So they do have to go to Phoenix. Phoenix Children's Hospital is phenomenal. So that's why we partnered with Ronald McDonald.
Because that's where the family stays.
Yes.
At the Ronald McDonald House.
Yes.
Because you can't stay in the hospital with your child.
No.
As much as you want to, you know,
right.
they don't allow it.
Right.
So
we also have some medical and prescription copays funding available also.
Okay.
Just, you know, we're small, so we don't have like hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars, but we do have help available.
And I remember a few years ago, you were doing a duck race on the river to kind of raise money for We Care Cancer Support. So you do fundraisers.
We do fundraisers. We don't do the duck race anymore. We've all gotten too old, and it's very it's very laborious. And we just couldn't.
I know. It sucks growing up, huh? It sucks growing up.
I know. We couldn't do the labor anymore.
So I understand.
It's for the young people. But, yes, we do have – we do fundraising. Well, we couldn't do fundraising for 2 years.
Right.
But now we're going to start. We have our plans in place, and it's going to be – we're going to launch our fundraisers in January.
Okay, good. So you're excited about that?
We are.
Yeah.
We think we have some pretty good things going on.
Because the more money you bring in, the more money you get to give out.
Absolutely.
Because no one gets any money except the patients.
Absolutely.
Right. 100% goes right back into the community.
It does. And we're not affiliated with any organization, any other organizations. It's just us.
Right.
We operate on fundraisers and donations.
And when you say it's just us, how many people are we talking is the We Care board?
We have 9 board members.
Yeah, 9 of you. 9 women that rock and roll.
And 1 man.
Oh, 1 man? Okay.
One man.
You have a token man.
We
in
have
there.
Our token man.
Well, that's good.
And then we have our volunteers.
Is that your husband?
No.
No? Oh, okay. I didn't know if, you know, the token man was somebody's husband.
No.
He's just some guy who wants to volunteer.
Well, John Smith, you know John Smith. He's been in town for
a
long time.
Okay.
He's our board member.
Oh, okay. All right. So what's your fundraiser in January?
Oh, no, it's not in January. It'll be in March.
Oh, okay. You want to tell us what it is?
No, it's not a top secret. It's going to be a fundraiser and our survivor lunch.
Oh, okay. But
that's all I'll say right now.
All right.
Because it's still
in the works.
A work, yes.
Yes. Yeah, okay. A lot of planning goes into these things.
Yes, but it's going to be on March 11th at the Field House, the banquet room at the Field House.
Oh, okay. March 11th.
It's a Friday afternoon lunch.
Oh, okay.
With entertainment, raffles. It's going to be fun.
All right. Kid Nick?
Yes. Huh?
You know, how did I guess that? Because they're the only type of people that would say, yeah, we'll play there. You know, that's them. That's who they are. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So it's October is Cancer Month.
It's Breast Cancer Awareness.
Breast Cancer Awareness.
Yes.
You know a little bit about that.
Yes.
Tell us.
Well, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and I had a bilateral mastectomy in 1990, and here I am.
Yeah.
Still kicking.
And that's the thing. You know, a woman with breast cancer, it's a bump in the road. You can keep going.
Absolutely. Just a little hiccup.
Yeah. Get the surgery, get done whatever needs to be done, and onward and upward.
And then move on. Yeah.
Because you really haven't slowed down much.
No.
No, I know. I mean, Karen's all over the place. You know, like you said, now you're planning a fundraiser at that field house. So, a lot going on.
Yes.
Pam, you had the phone number there. Give the phone number again for our listeners that might want to get in touch with We Care Cancer Support and ask a question or.
Okay, it's 928-299-5022.
Okay. All right. And you're all over town, so. Are your board members, most people know who the board members are?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have a website?
Yes. Our website is being redone right now. So I think when you go onto our website, it says a work in progress.
Yeah. Under construction or something.
Under construction, yes. Yeah. But we've had a website for quite some time.
Good.
We're redoing it.
Okay.
And our board members are community leaders, and they're just a good board. We have a great board.
That's what you need.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you need. Okay. What tips would you give for women that might think they have breast cancer or might not know what the first sign would be for them to go to a doctor?
Well, I think most women know about doing self-breast exams.
Right. You'd think they do.
I would hope that they do. And if they don't, if they're not aware of how to do it, they should
call
doctor.
Call a phone number. Yeah.
They should
call you guys.
Yeah, check on how to do it. If they do feel something, they shouldn't feel weird, funny, or embarrassed to go to their doctor.
Yeah,
it should be checked.
And they're going to find a lump, basically, and that's going to be their first clue.
It could be a lump. It could just feel like, a lump. Or they might not feel anything. Mammograms are very important.
Yes.
Right.
Get a mammogram.
And what age do they start getting mammograms?
Well, according to ACS, I think they said 40, but I'm not real sure. It depends on your family history
You
should start.
Yeah, because if you've got a history of it, right.
Yes. But my cancer wasn't found. You couldn't feel. Mine was down by the rib cage. It was very low and very deep, so only a mammogram and then an ultrasound.
And that's how you found it?
Yes.
So it wasn't through self-examination?
No.
It was the mammogram?
Right. Because you could do self-examinations and then not feel it. But that's why mammograms are very important also.
So how often should they get one?
The mammograms?
Yeah.
You know what?
Once a year.
Is it once a year? I'm not real sure.
Okay. All right. What other information does We Care Cancer Support have for cancer victims?
I think we pretty much covered it.
Okay. All right. Let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat more with these ladies. And stick around. How come my CD says it's playing, but it's not playing? Why does it do this to me? Every couple of days, it does this. Yeah, it says I'm playing, and it's ticking away like it's playing, and it's not playing. I don't get it. All right, we're going to take a break.
Playing around with electricity is never recommended. Calling a professional is. Walker Service Electric has served Mojave County for 27 years. Minor home repairs, replacements, add-on, remodel, or upgrades. Walker Service Electric handles everything commercial and industrial, from the ground up and maintenance contracts, 24/7. The Walker team is all about customer service and quality work at a fair price. Call Walker Service Electric. 928-718-9444. Where do you find the best insurance coverage for your home and autos and at the best price? Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call Greg Idness and find out for yourself. He only sells you the protection you want and need. Sit down and let him show you. Farm Bureau Financial Services is all about protecting your family during a home emergency or vehicle collision. Call Greg and let him explain your benefits. Set your appointment now. Call Greg and his staff today. 763-8464. Farm Bureau. 763-8464.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to participate with your pups in their group dog training classes. From protection dog training to obedience and even certified for service animal training. Don't forget grooming. Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit risenstarkennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, CEO of Mojave Mortgage. You've heard everyone under the sun talk about low interest rates lately. In fact, interest rates are on the rise, and I want to help as many Mojave County homeowners take advantage of these low interest rates before they're gone forever. As I've said in the past, refinancing now is the biggest no-brainer in the history of no-brainers, and I still stand by that. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
NMLS number 1830581.
Your dream wedding, shower, reunion, or corporate event can come true at Laughlin Ranch, Arizona's premier golf course, clubhouse, and spa. Minutes from the Laughlin Strip, Laughlin Ranch offers stunning views of the Black Mountains, great food and drink, flexible reception areas inside and out. For celebrations of all sizes, learn more at laughlinranch.com or call 928-404-6006.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you every day by East West Financial Services. You know, retirement and estate planning can be complicated, but East West Financial Services, they specialize in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection, guaranteed retirement income, and investments with principal protection and final expenses. Many different plans are available, so call, sit down with Jack and let him show you what's available and what he can work out for you. He's got over 20 years doing this. Call him at 928-888-9828. Walker Service Electric. They have Walker electricians there all over Mojave County every day. They have all the experience and the training, the certificates to take care of your residential issues. If you have a commercial business, they can take care of that too. New construction, they do that. And Highline Power, they also do that. So they're all over Mojave County. Anywhere you need one, Golden Valley, Havasu, Bullhead, call 928-718-9444, and they'll send somebody right over for you and take care of your needs. 718-9444. All right. The Laughlin Outlet Mall. Four great restaurants downstairs. Upstairs, we got clothing stores, sports items, Levi's, sunglasses, boots, chocolate, vitamins, Pendleton's, shoes, hats, gifts, watches, art, vape products, and a thrift store. And on the front of the building, we have a pet daycare, a medical clinic, a dollar store, nail salon, and a bar. And no, it's not for sale, and no one's going to tear it down. Mojave Electric Cooperative. Do you use your co-op connection card? You save money everywhere you go. Around town, you save money at Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. River Rock Promotions. Ron's Tire. Yeah. Silly Cactus. Mojave Home Health. Laughlin River Tour. Little Caesars Pizza. So get your co-op connection card, just show it to them, and you save money. Stop by their offices on Hancock Road and pick one up today. It's free, or call 763-1100. All right, back in the studio with these lovely ladies talking about, you're pointing at each other again. I'm saying lovely ladies, and they're both pointing at each other. He's talking about you. No, he's talking about you. No, he's talking about you. No, he's talking about you. Okay, Karen. See, now I just call you right out. Karen, what advice can you give someone who's been diagnosed with breast cancer? Now the doctor has said, I think you have breast cancer. Now what?
Discuss the treatment. Discuss what's going to happen. You know, like, are they going to do a lumpectomy? Are they going to do radiation to reduce it? Chemo to reduce it? You know,
there's a lot of options.
There's a process, and there are a lot of options.
Okay.
That's the best thing, is that there are a lot of options. So you just, like I said earlier, you need to trust your doctor and have a good rapport and good communication with them.
And that is you do have to trust your doctor. You got to be able to, you know, talk with them and be honest.
Yes.
About the pain and everything else, and then go forth.
Yes. Yeah. And the main thing is to stay positive, because when you're diagnosed with cancer of any kind.
Everyone's scared immediately.
Yeah, they think that it's going to, you know, they're immediately going to not make it, but that's not true. You just have to stay positive, stay upbeat. And
it's not 1965.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's a lot of treatment out there in 2021.
Well, there's been a lot of advancements since I had my surgery, a lot. So it's just to stay positive, get your family support, get support of your friends, get in with a good support group like We Care Cancer Support.
Right. So, again, to get involved, if you have questions, the best number to do is call the number.
928-299-5022.
There you go. All right, ladies. Anything else? No?
Nope. Just remember that we're at the Senior Citizen Center on Train. The address is 2275 Train Road, 86442, and that's in Bohas City. We're there every second Tuesday of the month from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Second Tuesday each month.
Yes.
And for more information, call the number. They'll probably leave a message and somebody calls them back, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, because you've got board members and everyone will pick up the phone and call them back. All right. Perfect. Thank you so much. Stick around. We're going to go to lunch, right?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay. I want to remind you, the Corn Fest starts today at 5 o'clock. Yes. Did you get your Corn Fest guide in the Mojave Daily News? Wednesday, I believe it was in there. And don't forget, the Scream is back. Also, their haunted house. Major sponsors bringing it to us, you know, Living Waters, Dot Foods. They're going to have live music. And a lot going on. So if you've got time to get by, take the kids down because they have lots of game booths for kids. It's going to be Gary Keith Park. Starts at 5 o'clock today till 10 tomorrow, 10 o'clock in the morning, and goes to 11 o'clock tomorrow night. So lots of fun, lots of music, lots of entertainment. You're probably going to see people you know there. We always do. My Kiwanis Club is going to be selling hot dogs along with cotton candy. So come by and say hi. I'll be there almost the whole time. We'll share cotton candy together. no, not really. But I will be there the whole time, and it will be a good time. So come by and say hi. All right, a couple of things going on around our area. Don't forget the street drags in Kingman. Yes. So the street drag started today. They raced from Kingman Police Department to DPS on Andy Devine, Route 66. By the way, that is closed, that area. You've got to go around it. Best thing to do is go on the chamber site and you get all the times and everything. But by all means, go out there and check it out and enjoy. All right. Okay. Mojave Valley Fire Department has a Halloween carnival tonight at Fire Station 1, 5 o'clock until 8 o'clock. Questions, call 768-9113. Also, shop with a cop spooktacular tonight at Chaparral Golf Course. Call Lori Duggins at 763-9200. And I want to remind you, by the way, if you don't know where the Corn Fest is, it's Gary Keith Park. Also, let's see, we have a Fall Craft Fair in Kingman at 1776 Airway. That's 9 o'clock until 2 tomorrow, 35 vendors. Wagon Wine, that's tomorrow night with Saint, and that is at the Vista del Sol up on the parkway, 5:30 to 8:30. All police departments are doing DEA drug take back, Kingman, Havasu, and Bullhead, Saturday, 10 to 2. Everyone have a great day. See you Monday.
Voice of the Free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.